combination of both. Just being together with these guys for a year, you know, having trust in them and them trusting me, and then, you know, adding a Mike Martz with his ability to call plays and to adjust on the fly, worked out well for us.
I guess, what was your reaction when they hired Mike, and has it gone better than your expectations, maybe?
You know, I knew that Mike was an excellent play caller and game planner, and, you know, quarterback coach. He'd been in the coaching for a long time. It was just a matter of whether or not he was going to fit me and what I've done in the past, and that was kind of some of my some of my questions for him. So, but after meeting with him and just talking offense and what we were going to do, you know, it's working out well.
Jay, I remember when you did the conference call with us last year, and we asked you about all the excitement Chicago fans had and the expectations they had for you. How tough was last year to go through? And by comparison, how much are you enjoying these first 2 weeks now that things are going your way more?
Well, I think any time you go into a situation that I went into with the trade and a large market organization like Chicago with the pressures and the tradition, it's going to be tough, not only, you know, just settling in, but the pressure of going out and playing well. So, and it also didn't help, you know, the turnovers and as poorly as we played, you know, not only myself, but the offense in general. So, just getting Mike in here and really straightening things out and helping us to turn the offense around has been fun.
Is there a comfort level with all those young receivers that you have now, and is there maybe an advantage to not having a true number one where you can just kind of throw it to whoever's open?
You know, I think Green Bay is probably the same. You talk to Aaron, you know, he's probably going to throw it to he's throwing to the open guy. They're mixing it around. You know, it's hard to throw the ball to one guy 10, 12 times. I mean, defenses are going to try to take that stuff away. So you've got to have answers, and Mike has done a good job of giving us answers and solutions to every coverage we see.
Jay, what do you think of the way they utilize Clay Matthews and move him around?
They do a good job. They create good matchups for him. They get him in space for him to work and for him to beat one-on-one blocks. So, you know, he's having a heck of a year so far. We've got to figure out where he's at and try to put a body on him.
You definitely made a connection toward the end of last season with the Arumo Shadu, and he struggled on the Lions game. What do you think happened there? Do you think DA will be back up this week?
We're going to need DA. It's a long season. He got a little banged up against Detroit, but we're definitely counting on him to get back in there and provide some catches with it for us because he's a weapon for us.
So one of the biggest differences, Jay, in the way Mike's throwing the ball around is the utilization of Matt out of the backfield.
Yeah, Matt and Chester both, and Greg. You know, we're doing a lot of stuff with those guys. I think one of the things that Mike Martz does the best is just find matchups to give guys a chance to be successful out there. He's really good at the formation of people and finding weaknesses in it where we can get some matchups against some linebackers and safeties. But with the linebackers Green Bay has, it's going to be tough for him.
Jay, do you think that Mike sometimes even relishes when teams blitz against you because he always seems to, you know, have some kind of plan with a hot read?
Yeah, you know, we try to have some answers for everything. We've hit a few this year. We've been stumped a few times. So, you know, we spread it out sometimes. And if you're gonna blitz us, we're going to have some hot answers for you. It's just whether or not the defense is prepared for them or not.
How much of the pressure is actually put on the quarterback in this system? Some places, you know, the running back will pick up the blitz, but a lot of times doesn't the running back go out in your system?
We do a little bit of everything. Sometimes he's blocking, sometimes he's out. Sometimes he's acting like he's in a block and he goes out. So we mix it up quite a bit. You know, Mike simplifies the quarterback's position as much as possible, which makes it very quarterback-friendly.
Jay, these guys used that one-down lineman, five linebackers, five DBs on you last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did some stuff like that. You know, Charles Woodson's going to play a little some nickel. They're going to move him around for matchups that are favorable to them.
What they used it again last week. I'm sure you saw it on film already. What's the challenge as a quarterback to be able to kind of counteract that? Cause it is kind of a funky deal.
Just finding a hole, you know, to put the ball. You've got a bunch of guys back there that are really good at you know, playing zones and intercepting passes and playing the ball in the air. So it creates a challenge for you.
I guess quarterbacks typically like to target rookie defensive backs. I guess what are your thoughts on the Packers' third corner, Sam Shields?
Good players. You know, he's very lucky to have a guy like Charles Woodson over there to help him and mentor him and show him the ins and outs. So they've got a lot of good players. That's what makes them so tough and so difficult to deal with.
Jay, I know you know, some coaches absolutely just loathe interceptions, but is Martz, is he more, you know, is he okay with if you take a chance here and there and if you throw a pick, does it sit okay with him sometimes versus maybe it's different with other coaches?
You know, Mike doesn't really like interceptions. I don't know where that exactly came from. He's not a fan of turnovers. He knows turnovers will lose games. But he doesn't want a quarterback to be scared to, you know, put the ball where it needs to be. So this is the NFL. I mean, all the holes are pretty much going to be tight, and you're going to have to groove some balls in there.
Right. I guess my point was, are you playing, you know, not that you played scared in the past, but is there less pressure on you to be perfect maybe in this system?
No, probably more pressure to go out there and be perfect. You know, that's our goal. Each practice, each game is to execute each play to perfection. So that a lot of that falls largely on my shoulders.